Well, I say good evening to every one of you, and I give my love to each and every one of you tonight. I need your prayers. This is a message the Lord had been started giving to me sometime. I don't remember exactly when, but it did. And then he dealt with me after I came back from bowling. So remember us in prayer. Just bow our heads. Dear Father, we're humbling our hearts before you again. Thou art God Almighty, and we're thankful that we worship the God of heaven. Amen. We ask you, Lord, to give anointing, give grace, give strength. And Lord, may we be fed from your table in Jesus' name. Amen. I was thinking about giving. Back in the Old Testament time, they gave a tithe. And it was kind of a have-to type of thing, you know. I have to give a certain portion of what I had. But I believe Jesus had a better way. And so he gave us directions what to give. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 9, 6 and 7. Giving is not limited to money or things. I believe tonight the Lord wants us to look at it in a different way. A way that what we do is from a heart. You know, if you remember, they were giving offering, and these people were no doubt giving big amounts, but there was a little lady there, a little widow lady, that only gave 2 pence. And Jesus said that she gave more than them all. They gave out of their abundance, but she gave out of her need. She gave her whole living. And so we want to look at giving as a part of our heart and our devotion to God. See, we can give money and we really don't have to have our heart in it. We just give it but that's not what the Lord wants. He wants every part of us. Our giving needs to be from the very depths of our love and our devotion to Him. Many people in the Bible, we hear of different ones that they say they were devout. These were devout people. They were giving. Cornelius, for instance, he gave of his means, but it was more than that. It was his heart's devotion to God. And so we want to look at how we can take all of what we have, not money so much, that's not really the purpose of this, but our whole life and give it to God. Why should we do this? God has done so much for us. He gave his only begotten son. He gave all. He gave paid the ultimate price for our salvation. And because of his great love to us is why he did it. And because of that love, we can reciprocate that back to him, showing him how much we love him and appreciate what he did for us. Not, you know, the temporal things that pass away. But he wants our heart, our mind, and our whole being. And tonight, we want to be devout people. We want to be devoted to him. We want to give him everything we have. and show him how much we appreciate what he's done for us. Yes, 6 and 7.
Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver.
So we can be a cheerful giver to the Lord. If we want to do something for the Lord, for instance, you all excuse me, I want to get down to everyday living. So suppose it's my week to clean the chapel. Right? I'm giving that unto the Lord. Nobody's paying me to do it. I'm giving it unto the Lord. Now, I could come and say, oh, my goodness, it's my time again. I just don't feel like doing this. I could do that. Or I could come, and every time I rub the dust off of the pulpit, I can just realize and feel like I'm doing this for the Lord. I'm so glad. I want the house of the Lord to look good. So I'm going to do this for God. This is what we want to do. Whatever we do, we want to do it. We want to be a cheerful giver. Maybe we help in the kitchen. You know, I'm not able to do all these things, but if I would, this is where my heart is. So I'm helping in the kitchen. I'm washing the dishes. After the meal in the meeting. And I could do it like, oh, let's see. This is the 80-year-olds and up, so I got to go help. And I could be doing it grudgingly, or I could be saying, oh, I'm so thankful. I'm washing this dish for the Lord. Everything we do, we want to put our heart in it when it comes to God and his service.
Yes, amen.
Sweeping the floor, vacuuming, whatever we do,
yes.
Let's put our heart in. You know what? God loves a cheerful giver. Now, he was a cheerful giver. He gave his only begotten son. He gave the best that he had for us. And we can reciprocate that. To him. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 8, and we're going to read 1 through 5.
Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the church of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we should receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering of the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God.
Yes. So they first gave of themselves.
Yes.
You know, some people would rather give money, right? But God wants us to be willing to give our time, ourselves, our energy. We need to give our energy, all of ourselves, to God. What we do, you know, I can throw a few dollars in the offering and then I'm done with it. But what about giving of myself? What about taking time and doing things for God from my own physical body, you know, just do everything. Take my heart, my time, you know, and talent, our talents. When you have, we have, I think sometimes people don't give of their talents when they have them. I think sometimes I hear the brothers say, is there a song? Some good song singers sitting on some songs. I think if God gives you a talent, you ought to use that talent. You know what I think? If you're a singer and God gave you a talent, you need to pray. Ask the Lord, give me a song to encourage others. Don't just sit on those talents. Let's use them for the Lord. We have many talents, you know. So we want to give of ourselves. Whatever God has given us, let's have that to give to someone else. Let's go now to 1 Chronicles 16 and 29. So I hope if you don't get much out of this message, you'll know that giving is more than money. It's our time, it's our talent, it's our worship to God. When we come in the service, let me encourage each one of us. Give, if you can pray, pray. You know, there's one or two people that pray, but let's all get involved and pray. Or maybe something else the Lord give us, a testimony. You know, the devil will make you think that people don't want to hear what you got to say. He'll tell you that kind of stuff, right? You have to fight. The ministry has to fight. Do you think it's easy for us to get up here? Sometimes we got to fight. So if you got a little talent, a little testimony, maybe you can just say, I thank the Lord I'm saved. Don't you know that might encourage someone else? Let's give of ourselves to the service of God. Let's don't just depend on one or two or three people to carry the service. We can all be involved. 1 Chronicles 16:29.
Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Yes. So when we worship God, we are given to him. We're magnifying his name. When we go, you know, maybe take a few tracts in our pocket or in our purse or whatever. And as we go and we might meet someone and the Lord might tell you, let's give a tract and give it. I was walking down the street the other day, I think, and the Lord spoke to me to give a tract to this person. I handed it to him. I don't know what effect it will have, but let's be about our Father's business. Let's work for God. Let's do all we can. You know, we have a little time. I don't know how much time we have, but let's do all we can in his service. Psalms 29 and 2. And while they get that, sometimes we may go in the store and somebody get to talking to us. Let's praise the name of the Lord. Let's say something for him. And this is the way we are given to him. When we can praise and exalt his name among the people.
Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Oh, the Lord gets great glory. When we do this, we can praise him. We can exalt him. We can let people know what a wonderful God he is, how he has taken care of us, how he's blessed us. Sometimes a person might say, you know, oh, this is happening. This, the other's happening. This politician is doing this and that politician is that. What can we give to people? We don't need to enter into all of that, but we can give them something about God. Amen. Yet, in all of these things that we see, God is still God. And he sees it all, and he's able to work. We can give some positive things to the Lord. We're giving it to the Lord, but we can give it to others, and he can be pleased.
Yes,
Psalms 96, 7, and 8.
Psalms 96:7. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength.
Yes.
And give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name, bring an offering and come into his courts.
So when I think of that part that says glory and strength, God has strength, right? But we can give our strength. We can give our strength. We take time and read his word, or maybe take time to write a letter to someone, or give a call of encouragement, or stop by and see someone that's sick. We're using our strength, so we're giving it unto the Lord. You know, when we do for others, we're doing as unto the Lord. He said that. I think that we should consider everything that we do as unto the Lord. There's a scripture, I think this might be in 2 Corinthians 10:31. When we do something, we need to think of God while we're doing it. If we're eating, if we're talking, conversating with someone, let's keep God in the forefront of our minds and realize that we're giving unto the Lord. If I say something that's encouraging to somebody, I'm giving unto the Lord. Maybe, or if I say, you know, we get in conversations with other people, and sometimes there's a lot of negative conversation, but we want to turn it in a way that God can get glory, so we can turn the negative into something positive. Maybe they'll say, you know, I had so-and-so said this to me, and they really hurt my feelings, or so-and-so did this to me, and I don't feel good about it. What can I do? I can say a word that will lift that person up and say, yeah, well, maybe they really didn't mean it. Give them a different way to look at it. We're doing it as unto the Lord. 2 Corinthians 10:31.
Okay. All right. Therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God.
That's it. Whatsoever you do, whether you eat or drink, do all to the glory of God. And so I thought about giving. You know, we give gifts for birthdays and Christmas and other times. So I was thinking about how we can think of giving unto the Lord as a package, you know, a gift wrapped. And that gift could be labeled. Sometimes it's labeled somebody's name, or you can label it my service to God. That's a gift. My service to God. What I do, I'm a servant for the Lord. Lord, I want to be your servant. I want to just tell me, Lord, and help me. That's the gift that I'm giving to the Lord. And then it could be other things. It could be like in my daily activities. All these things that I do and am involved in, they can be gifts unto the Lord, depending on how we do it. I mean, if we do it with the Lord in mind and trying to lift him up, then it is a package that he would love to have. And we surely want to be faithful to do that. Let's go to Colossians 3:17.
Colossians 3:17. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him.
Yes. So that just confirms that we, whatever we do, we want to have God involved in that and God in mind. So we're going to do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are magnifying him. We are lifting him up in all of our activities. Young people, they might be playing volleyball, right? Y'all like to play volleyball, correct? And you're out playing it with your friends and everything, and you lose the game. How are you going to lift Jesus up? Are you going to be stomping and hitting the walls and stuff? Would that lift him up? No. You're going to show, well, you know what? It was a good game. Shake hands and enjoy each other. Not get mad and not be upset and show an attitude, but thank the Lord. That lifts him up. Then you'll be given to the Lord and he'll be happy with your gift. You say, I'm going to give this to the Lord. I'm going to show how I can show a good attitude. Your parents tell you to clean your room. Are you going to show a good attitude? That's given to the Lord. You go in there and you do the room and you do a good job. And they'll be so happy. God will be pleased with your gift. Let's go to 1 Peter 4 and 11.
1 Peter 4:11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
So we want whatever we speak, whatever we do, we're going to glorify God. Now, if we try to get attention to ourselves, God gets no glory out of that. We don't want that. If somebody comes to you and say, well, you did a good job, just roll it right on the Lord. It's not me, it's God. We want to give him the glory for anything that we're able to do to please him. So I want to just look at a few scriptures that show us how that when we do unto others, we're doing unto the Lord. Let's go to Matthew 10 and 40.
Yeah. He that receiveth me, and he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me.
Go on to 41 and 42.
He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give drink to unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say to you, he shall in no wise lose his reward.
You see, if we do unto others, God is going, we'll get a reward. It's like doing it unto him. If we give a cup of cold water, God is pleased with that. Maybe it's an older saint and they're, you know, can't get around that good. You bring them a cup of water. God is looking at that. And to him, you gave it to him. Let's go now to Matthew 25 and 31.
And 31, when a son of man shall come in his glory and all his holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon his throne of glory. Is that the right verse?
Yeah, just keep on all the way to 40.
And therefore him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, and as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And she shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was a hungry, and ye gave me meat. And I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungry, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me.
Do you see how that all these little things that we give to others and do to others, we're doing unto the Lord? When we are availing ourselves, it may not be a great thing. It may not be money, but it can be your time. Like I said before, we could go maybe fix somebody lunch. You know, different things like that, whatever. Maybe someone, I have a real tenderness toward homeless people. It's hard for me to pass them. And if they ask for something, it's good to have something to give them. And maybe I can't give them a lot, but I give them something and a track. I like to give them a track with it. But whatever we do, people going to see people that's in prison or sick or whatever, we're doing that unto the Lord. And so I want to conclude with Luke 6:38. I'll read it myself. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, with all, it shall be measured to you again. And I believe that if we do all we can to give unto the Lord, he's going to bless us in return. Pray for me.